Maximus Mouse and the Lord's Prayer. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You may have guessed by now that Maximus is a rather greedy mouse. You've heard quite a lot about what he eats: hassock and cheese sandwiches, wax waffles, and music muesli are all favourite items on his menu. But Maximus is not the only one who likes his food. I have to tell you that the vicar of the church is also very fond of certain things to eat. Mrs. Vicar gets very cross with the vicar on occasions and tells him that he must lose weight or he will not get into his cassock. The cassock is the long black sort of dressing gown which vicars wear so that the people cannot see their knees knocking when they're nervous. Mrs. Vicar had told her husband that he must not eat any more sweets. And the vicar loved sweets, but his real special treat was fudge. He adored fudge. Fudge with nuts, fudge with ginger, fudge with rum and raisins, chocolate fudge, in fact, any sort of fudge. One Christmas, the church organist, who knew how much the vicar liked it, gave him a nice fat box of nut and ginger fudge. The vicar was afraid that Mrs. Vicar would find it and give it to the choir. Instead of taking it home, he popped it into the drawer in the vestry where he kept all his special bits and pieces. Sometimes before a service, the vicar would secretly take out a piece of fudge and chew it when he thought no one was watching. One Sunday morning, Maximus was snuggled down in his duvet, wondering if the music of Fight the Good Fight, which he had just eaten for breakfast, would give him tummy ache. He happened to look up just as the vicar popped a small piece of fudge into his mouth. Maximus made a note to remember what he saw and went back to sleep again. Later that morning, after all the choir and the vicar had gone home, Maximus started to search the drawers for the fudge. Mice are very good at finding things that have a strong smell, and he knew exactly where he would find the fudge. And he pushed aside two old hymn books, a stack of out-of-date notices, and one half of a pair of woolly gloves that had been left in church. The end of the packet was open, and Maximus started to nibble a delicious piece of fudge. And just as he was thinking of moving on to a slice of nut fudge, the door burst open, and in came the vicar. He had come back for a hymn book for the evening service. Fortunately, he didn't see Maximus, who was lying as still as he could, pretending to be a furry glove. Maximus was so frightened that he jumped down out of the drawer and ran as fast as his little paws could manage to hide under the old carpet in the corner. He decided against fudge for lunch and was just glad not to have been caught. The following Sunday morning, the vicar told the people that he had come to the words, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," in the Lord's Prayer. "This is an asking prayer," he said. "We are asking God that we're not tempted to do something wrong. Sometimes we want to do things which we know are wrong, and this wanting is what is called temptation. We are asking God to help us not to give in to this wanting. And deliver us from evil is also an asking prayer. We ask God to stop anything bad happening to us." So these two parts of the Lord's Prayer are actually small prayers for ourselves, that we don't do wrong things and that wrong things don't happen to us. And Maximus, who had been listening from the vestry door, suddenly thought of what had happened last Sunday morning. He'd been tempted to eat the vicar's fudge and had been nearly caught doing so by the vicar. "I think that prayer is the right one for me," said Maximus to himself. "Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. I must leave the fudge for the vicar, but I hope he doesn't get too fat." Heavenly Father, help us to know what is wrong and to do what is right, so that we may be true friends of yours. Amen.